Daf Chof Tes Amad Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, the second line when it starts getting boiling. Hukonas Shloish Meis Galvi Yayin Mibruzei Hamidois Echaveirov Konsu Shloish Meis Galvi Shemin Mimitzi Hamidois Beviyum Lifnei Hagizborim Lirushalayim. Now let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Hukonas, that's the next to the last line on the first column, Vishenosan Yayim Bechavis, Kach Bekach Lugin Bemide. That means, let's say each Chavis held 100 Lugin. Umocha Mimenu, and he was sell, he used to sell from this Chavis, he used to sell the certain amount of Lugin. Achimocha Cheshbaina, till he sold 100 Lugin, from this chavis, and lo and behold, there's still wine in the chavis. Now, how does this occur that the chavis held 100 lugim, and you sell 100 lugim to 100 customers, and there's still wine in the chavis? Nimtza kol hanoisa bechavis ayidei birurim. That was left over in the chavis wine, that came about because of the birurim. We'll see what birurim means in a minute. Shehirtiach ayayin kshemaitziye, because when he sold the rugim, so there was foam that came out. Umala ufye ishkume belaz, it got foam. Ve'ein hamida maleye. So that means if he sold to 100 customers 100 lugim, and he still had wine in his chavis, which the chavis only contained 100 lugim, so that means that he cheated his customers, that Lamaisa, they never got a complete look, because the foam, it seemed that it was filled up their look, but it was really with foam. Ve'ein hamida meleya, ve'ein nikroim berurim, and foam is called berurim. So that's why Shalish Meis Gar V'Yayin, so he collected 300 barrels of wine that came from the berurim, from the foam that the customers got. Why is foam called berurim? Because when you start drinking, you separate it from the wine. This is not the wine. This is only foam. So it is separated. So that's the Lashon Birurim. El Nami al the Klishi Vizigi. Or it could be a different reason it's called Birurim. Could be not a Lashon of Breira, of separation. It's called a Lashon of Bar, of purity. That means this is the Klishi Vizigi. That means it's not thick. It's thin. It's see-through. The Zigi, I think, is a Lashon of glass. So the mele, it's thin. You could, the foam is not as thick as the wine. So the mele, it's see through. So the mele, that's called birurim. So the mele, so he accumulated through the years 300 barrels of wine, which are kochoch. This came about because he had not given the correct amount to the customers. The shemen has another problem. Yesh boy mitzui. That means that you have to squeeze out of it. That means out of the barrel, you have to wait till the shemen drains into the customer's keli. Neishem mudvek b'shulei hamide, because it's stuck to the shilayim of the mide ubedach neisel. So memele. So there was another merchant like him that also accumulated. He also had a barrel that, let's say, had 100 lugim of shemen, and he used to sell to 100 people 100 lugim, and at the end he always saw that his barrel had shemen. We had before in the Mishnah that they used to go and leave the barrel there the whole night. It should drip and drain into the kalim of the lekuches. Ubiyayin shchichi berurim v'loy b'shemen. And they wanted to give it, so they brought, they'd accumulated 300 garviyayin. They wanted to give this to Hegdish. Lifnei ha-gizborim shel Hegdish. Las is mehem tzolchei Hegdish imirzo. That means if Hegdish will want to take this, and they'll use this wine for tzolchei Hegdish. Vehem loy higdishua, but they were not magdishit. Kisvurim, one of the two, ein yecholim lahagdish ha-ene shalahem. They held that it's not theirs to be magdish. Lamaise, this really belongs to the customers. And I feel we will assume that they were miyayish from it already, who the customers were zichah miyayish from the that which was mashlim the midah. So they held yish is not kaine. So if yish is not kaine, so they can't be magdish. It's not theirs. Inami yechaylin, or could be they held like the Giyush is kaine, avale gezel ba'ilo, so it's a mitzvah baba veira, that's how the Rosh Yosef seems to say. So memele, so they couldn't, they weren't magdishit, either Giyush was not kaine, or it's a mitzvah baba veira, so why should they do it? But I'll kapon him, so, but if the, If Hegdish will take it, so then that's permissible. This Gemara reminds me of a story that by Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, he once had a guest by him and he offered him some food. He said, "For you, it's really kosher." And the guest did not appreciate the statement. "What's that? For me, it's really kosher." That means for the Rebbe, it's not so kosher. "For me, it's really kosher. What's that? I'm a second-rate citizen. I can." So he says, no. He says, people give me things, and they're under the assumption that I am a very big tzaddik. I know the truth. So the only heter by me is it's yush. So yush isn't kainet. By you, it's Yish Vishini Rishus. So that's why I told them to buy. For you, it's Zicha Kosher. It's Yish Vishini Rishus. And that was this mice over here that he told them to take it. For you, can Zicha take it. For them, by you, it's Yish Vishini Rishus. Agav Uche, I saw lessons, another mice with Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, which is mamish mind-boggling. It was the same Indian that a few days before his Ptire, he sent a shliach to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan to ask Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan a shaila if he'll become a mesukin in Shabbos if you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for him. Now, the shliach did not understand the shaila. Of all people, so Salanta goyin oilam, he has to send the shaila to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. He comes to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan with the shaila, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan is thinking and thinking. The shliach also didn't understand what's flying over here. And then the Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, if he'll become a mesukin, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So the shliach asked Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, could you please explain me what the shaila was and what the psak was? Like he didn't understand. So he said, the shaila is as follows, that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's whole life held that people give him money, and they're making a tremendous mistake and error. They think he's who knows what. And that's why they're giving him the money. And if they would know who he really is, they never would give him the money. So he's a ganef. I mean, his whole existence, his whole panos is through gneve. So Chazal tell us, aroyeg bokar are alay malim v'alay meridim. A person whose profession is his whole existence is through gneivis, panos is through gneive, is lay malim. He's not allowed to lay malim. So Mamela, he held that he's a darga of aroyeg bokar. So Mamela, if it's lay malim, so Mamela, not allowed to mechal Shabbos for him also. That was the shaila. So then he asked him, so what was pshat in the psak? So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, I feel on the niach that the people who give him money picture him as a bigger tzaddik than he really is. Naniach. But I'm sure if they would really know who he is,
They also would have given him the money. So Mamela, so he's not a, so he's, that doesn't fall into the category of a Roye book, and therefore you're permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos on him. Agav Uch, on this Indian, I saw a Moira de Kezach, the Tzavo of the Klausenberger Rebbe, as a Chayne Levroche, is Mamish Amuyim de Kezavo. And in the Tzavo, he writes Mamish about this thing. He says people gave him money, and they were under the impression he was a big tzaddik, and he really knows who he is, and everything that he had taken had a din of gezel, and even though he gave it for tzedakah or other things, but they had given it to him under the impression that he's who knows what, and he really knows who he is. So he's requesting from everyone who gave him any money whatsoever, they should be moichelim, afilo anapochus mishava pruta. And that was one of the paragraphs, one of the clauses of the Tzavo. So koponim, seems this also Abishol ben, this Abishol was also under the impression that he has stolen goods in his possession, and therefore he couldn't be magdish it, it's not his, or it would be a mitzvah of aver, but koponim, let hagdish derive benefit from it. Amru lahem, so the Gizbah told them, i'atem skukim lakach. It's not necessary. You don't have to give it away. So what does Rashi say? Amlam chachomim ein atem skukim lakach. Hoyu mitchila leinis kavantem ligzel. You had no intentions of stealing, of fooling the customers. Shalakuches moichen al yedei tirdon umrutzosam shein yichayim lishes. They're moichel. They don't understand it. They understand. If you're pouring in, Pashteitzach, there has to be some foam, and the meter does not empty out completely. V'yodi v'kam mochli, so they're moichel. So there's no gezel. There's no, you can keep it yourself with a ruhig house. Omru lahem af onu ein ritzeinenu bekach. So Rashi says, Lozel lihones mishel acherim. So the Bichas Avrom says, Pshat, that they told him, I mean, that they accepted. They said they're moichel, it's not gezel. They believe that it's not gezel. But there's a second in Yevsayne Matana Sichya. We don't want to lihones mishel acherim. It being Zaraya from this Rashi, that the gather of Sayne Matana Sichya is not only by a matone, but by a vitter also. That means if me'iker adin, this is their money. No, they're mevater. They're mevater. I can have their money because of a reason. They don't want to, they don't have time to stay there and to wait till, but lemaisa, it's called, I'm deriving benefit from their money. I don't want to derive benefit from their money. Omru lahem. So memele, so they told them, so listen, if this is the situation, so if you want to derive benefit from their money, so don't give it to us. I mean, you're not accomplishing anything. No, you should make tzolche rabim. The sanye gozol veine yedeya lemi gozol yase behem tzolche rabim. So if a person does not know who he stole from, so he should make tzolche rabim. My ninu omar avchizde. Boyreis, sichen um oreis. Let us see Rashi. Umbrulem chachomim, im kein elechem lasis hegdish. If you don't want to derive benefit from their money, so you want to return to them their money, elelasis behem tzolcherab. So with this money you should do tzolcherab. Sharei mishal rabim hoyo. That means that this money came from the rabbim, the yehenu habay lemehem. So that means you, that is a oifen havashove. You are putting it in a matzev where the rabbim can derive benefit from it. The bailim can also derive benefit from it. So memela, that's considered a hashove. Then yedeya lemi gozol shegozol anoshim harbe.
Zot
Adberei Rav Chiste leravne ukve vedorash lo yimdoit odom soirem veyitin levne behemte beyontev avol koidor hu kav oikabayim venoisin levne behemte veyene choshish. Now, before we see what Rashi says by Adberei, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, Adberei Rav Chiste kloima som dvorav Bepiv leRavne Ukve veDorash. It seems Ravne Ukve was a darshan, and the Rav Chiste taught him this drosha. He taught him this drosha. That's how it seems Rabbeinu Chananel learns pshat. Adberei Narashi says in Higoy he led him umetayil imoy b'mevuis ha'ir. So it's very unclear what Hakdome was with what Pshat is. Rashi learns that Adber is a Loshen Babur, a Manig, Adberei, in Higoy, Metal Imei B'mavui Seir. Now the Yaivitz wants to say in that Gois, could be this is Pshat and Rashi. He wants to say that he walked with him to the ear, through the ear. And that was machshiv him a lot. So that means that people will hear that Ravne Ukve was escorted by Rav Chiste, so they would come to the drosha. That means he wanted to advertise the chshivas of Ravne Ukve, so he walked with him through the Mavoi Seir, that was machshiv him. Could be that is pshat in Rashi. So the Yaivet says this pshat in the Gemara. Now the drasha was lo yimdoid adam kav sa'irim afilu litain lebehemtai shenire kemoided limker, because even though there's got an innocent intention over here, he just wants to, you know, wants to know how much to give to his chamoyer aber al kaponim. But it's also chazal asad medida. It's so he's not allowed to do it. Avol kaidahu bekav atzmoi noikev bekri. That means he takes the kli medida and he pushes it into the kri. Umemaloi, that's how he fills it up. Shaloi kederech mide losis biyadei lesoiche. Usually the derech medida is that you take in your hand and you fill up the kri, just like pushing it into the kri and taking out tvua, that is not derech medida. Others learn koider is a lotion of he does it bederech oimet. He doesn't do the exact amount. He's just meshaya how much. Koider is a lotion of oimet. That's how the rif and the Ben Chanan will seem to say, just Mishai, doesn't give him. Vadachtam meided tavlin v'noisein l'sech t'erosei k'dei sh'lo yakdiach tavshiloi. Zitrashi v'hanachtam nachtam mevashel k'deiloshen noikev. Nachtam mevashel k'deiris Nami kori nachtem. Nachtem is not only a baker, he could be a chef also. Yagdiach Yisreif. So l'chayre pshat is, that's how the Miri says, and Shulchan Aruch has brought down this pshat, that you're permitted to measure spices, because if not, you can go overboard, and they'll be too sharp, it'll be very sharp, the food will be too sharp to eat, it'll burn everybody's throat by eating it. So Mamela, you're allowed to measure. They were Mata Medida, not Shaykh, other words, unless a person usually eats it, a person usually makes the recipe, then he should do like that, Yantav also, but if he can't do it that way, he's permitted to measure it. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yirmiyah Ba'aba Omar Rav Meidedes Isha Kemach B'yontev V'neisenes L'soich Isoso K'dei Shetitol Chale Ba'ayin Yofa. Let us see Rashi. ba'ayin yofe, shir chala echad michof dalad l'choyim. That the shir chala is 124. She'eino yeidas midas iso. So she doesn't know exactly how much flour there is in the sisa. He mikametzes ve'imeres enkan kolkach. There's not so much flour. So me'mele, so the echad michof dalad is really less than it really is. She knows there's so much flour. If she knows that means, so then she'll give ba'ayin yofa. But the ignorance brings about that if she doesn't know, so she always assumes that there's less flour here. And so, I don't have to give so much to the koyim. So Memele, so Rav was Mata Medida. This is also a tzairach that one is permitted to be made. Shmuel, let's go further to the Gemara. Shmuel Omar Osa. Shmuel said it's Osa. Frag the Gemara Votone Devei Shmuel Mutter. Shmuel was Malakit Bereisis from Tanoim. And in those Bereisis it says that one is permitted to be moided kemach. Omar Abaye hashte the Omar Shmuel also. Shmuel said it's also. Betone dvei Shmuel mutar. Is Shmuel aloche lemaise also laashmino. And let us see Rashi. Tone de Shmuel, but the sefte shesider Shmuel mitanoim shalofono, k'may shesidre Rabchiye, v'Rabbi Oishiye, k'may shesidre Rabbi Yasamishte, hashde doma Shmuel osa, v'hu shono b'mishnosoi muta, Shmuel b'shmaite doma osa, halacha l'maisa osa l'ashmina. So he's telling us halacha l'maisa what to do. Shabo lishol haloche lases maise meiren loyosa. You tell him that it's also. Vichazinin inish da obid loymechinim biyode. The haloche the mutter bein meiren kein. That's the haloche is that it's mutter. That's pshat in the baraisa, but bein meiren kein. Let us see Tosfos. Shmuel haloche lemaise osa lashmine perish. Dim yovei shum odom lisha lonu keitze yase. Oimrim loy eiro lese. Avum onu royim shum odom shenoyik heta bedova. Ein onu tzrichim limchais boi. Lefize loy polik shmuul arav. Tatavayu moidu lese lemaise. Now let us see the Maram for a minute. The Maram says Pshat in this place is as follows. The Maram says, and Daf, this is Daf Vova Med Aleph, Daf Ei Hamar Shoh, Ulefize Leipolik Shmuel Arab, Rotzoloima, Ikalameima the loypligi. That means if we're saying pshat, that there are two things. There's what the ikar halacha is, and then there's the shaila if moiren came. So then we could say the loypligi elamar omachode umar omachode. So then we could say that each one is speaking about something else. V'hoda omar rav muter. Loyla Maisa Omar Ella Ladine. The Chazine Le Inish the Ovid Le Machine Biyode. So we could say this. Avlo Ledivre Hagemore Pligi Rav Ushmul Baloch Le Maisa. But according to the Gemore, there is a Machlekes Rav Ushmul. So I don't understand exactly what the Maram is saying. That means, I don't understand. Tosfos is saying, we could say that there's no machloikis. We could say, But the Gemara says verkehrt. He says the Gemara. If the Gemara had understood there was a machlokes, Rav Amar, Amar Rav, Meidel Shmuel Amar Osa. But then when the Gemara asked, I don't understand where, I mean, it could be the Makshin and they took everything face value. But then after, Votonet Veishmuel Mutar Amar Bay, now that Abay says Pshat, I don't know if Tosis wants to say that, we could say that there's no machlokes. So let's say like that. But I don't understand what the Maram is actually saying. That could say, but the Gemara doesn't say so. I don't understand exactly what he means. Miu, Bahag Pirish, Shmuel, Halocha, Lamaisa, Osa, Lashmin, and Apligi, Abaraisa, Apolig, Arav. Shmuel and the Bahag learns a different Pshat in our Gemara. That means that he took everything into consideration. There's a b'raisa, there's a matirim, Rav is matir, the b'raisa is matir, but he holds halacha l'maisa also. That's a go different shot. V'yesh shepoiskim kishmul, another paskin like Shmuel. V'av al gav d'alocha k'rav b'isuri. Mikol mokem midi omar stome d'hashas. Shmuel halacha l'maisa also l'ashmin mashpa d'alocha k'vosa. I mean, this is the Shmuel Alocha Lamaiser. I mean, seems that this was a Hiro, that was Alocha Lamaiser, and we paskin like this. V'yesh paiskim kerav, mishum d'alocha kerav v'yisure. V'chol shkein hoche, d'atonet v'yishmul kevosei d'rav. V'oim ha'rav rav Shmuel me'ayvre. So maybe we have here a tumult that, so it's one permitted to be made, it's one not permitted to be made, the Shiloh, we pass him like Rav, we pass him like Shmuel. Why may Rav Shmuel may Ivre, the Philoman, the Yomad, Alochik Rav? Mikol Mokim also Lonu Bisman Hazel Limdoi. Bisman Hazel, one is not permitted to measure the Kemach. Vishum Little Chalabayin Yofit. The Davke be in Mayhem. Shoyim Afrishin, Chalo, Achas Michov Dalet, Pimeim Take, Neretz Yisrael, used to give the Chalo Take to the Koin, the Noisen and the Koin Shach, Loime, the Mutter, Mishumayin Yofis of Akert, so let her know how much Kemach there is in the Isa, and she'll be Mekai Mitzvah's Chalo. Abolonu, Shoyim Afrishin, Kimaat, Afilum Isa Merube, we're not Mafresh Bechlala Shir, Boise, Matnami, Eni Nechalal and Israel, Ein limdait loy shaykh svore de kam hoche shtet kdeshe titel khale bayn yofe. So me mele, so there's no reason to measure. Elo yeshlonu le shayr me oimed, so therefore we're not permitted to measure. El yeshlonu le shayr me oimed, shetiye berevach kishir bishma broche. That we should make sure that Al Kaponim, we should know that there's enough to make a brocha. There should be a shir challah there that you should make. Oy, mishatei berevach kishir mishum abrocha. That means you don't know exactly how much, but you know this zicher. There's an isorim. That's a shir challah, and that's what we should do. Now, before we go further. Let us first see the Lashon HaRosh, then we'll come back to Taisus. The Rosh is and Daf Mem Chesam at Beis. The Rosh is Soif Simen Tesbot. Let's say three lines from the end of the Eis Tesbot. So the Rosh says Va'af Lamatirim, Ani Davke Biyameim. That's like we said in Taisu Shayin Noisnim Echad Michavdalet Chale. The time is Ele Shayech Idnes and Memele. So we're not permitted to be Moided the Kemach. Umiu BePesach. Shein loshin yoiser mi isorin, v'gam ein livcheis mi shir chala. Now, Pesach, we have a problem. Because Pesach, one should not be lost more than a Yisorin, because more than a Yisorin, one cannot take care of the Issa to ensure it doesn't become Chometz. So one is not permitted to be lost more than a Yisorin, which is a Sir Chal. V'gam ein livcha is mishir chale, because it's a Shaltach, I mean, you should be mafkiya the mitzvah's chale. So efsher shedoymel netilas chale bain yofel matir. So the Rosh says, now we have here a machlokes, letzairech, is it permissible? Here the Gemara was speaking about a tzairech of mitzvahs nesin nilakoyim. So machlokes, do we paskin letzairech, is it permissible to be made? So we have a chalukin days, we paskin like Rav, we paskin like Shmuel. So memela, so the Rosh says that according to the matirim that holds the tzayrich, they were matir medida bekemach, so lechayre, so it'll also be permissible to be moided Pesach. That is what the Rosh says. Now we understand what the shaila is by Pesach. Pesach, we have a dilemma. And the Rosh was matir according to the matirim. Now let us see Taisvitz. So Taisvah says, "Ela yeshlanu l'shayim ha'imit shetiy berevach." So Taisvah says, "Fakat Taisvah was machmer." Rab Shmuel Me'ayvra said that bismaneinu there's nothing what to talk about, that there's no inyan. So memela yizicha not permitted to be moided according to anyone, afilu according to Rav, but to just make sure that you have a shir chala. V'chein bePesach nami yesh li zoyel milimdoid biyontiv lamatzis. By Pesach, one should also be nizel. V'tzorich lasayis poches mekishir. One should make poches mekishir. V'lo yimdoid b'mide she'osa limdoid b'chol b'tzimtzum. Ela yivchayis. O yoysif im hamide ktane. Now, what does Taisus mean to say over here? So, Lechayre Taisus is chaylik on the Rosh. And if we'll assume for 1 minute that Lechayre Pshat and Taisus is as follows. You should be nizah. Bitzor, even though there lechayre the isorin is there's a need to be moided, Taisa says no. So bitzorich lasa is poches mekishiv layimdeid b'midah shasalimdeid b'chol. So that means so lechayre if the midah was an isorin, so you should make less than isorin. Layimdeid b'midah shasalimdeid b'chol b'tzimtzim. Ela yivchayis. She make less. So the lechayre that means you should not make a shir chala. Fartik, what should you do? I mean, more you can't make because it'll become l'day chimutz. Measure you can't measure, so you'll make less, so you won't make the shir chala. Or Yosef im amida ktane. Now what is Taisa saying over here? If he has amida ktane, that what means for Pesach he never had the. So here it's tamazay unclear. A yosif im amida ktane, so if the mida is ktana, so what tulchayr means it's less than an isarim, so he should add on. I mean, what is, I mean, the mida ktane is tamazay no measurement taste, or maybe we'll say that, I mean, if let's say if two midaktanis were the shir, so he's not permitted to make two midaktanis, he'll have to make more than one midaktanis. He's not permitted to measure. That is l'chayre pshat and taisvis, and taisvis is chaylik on the Rosh. Now let us see the Maram. The Maram does not learn that this is Pshat and Taisus. The Maram is in Davovah Medalev, B'daf Yamasha. Mishum Abroche. Taisis says that you're not allowed to be moided, so memeile you have to take perevach Mishum Abroche. It's a loimer. Takaponim tzarech shir mem gimel bay v'shir chal. Dim leken av abroche levatol. So memeile, so make sure that you have a shir of mem gimel bay. V'chein bePesach. V'tzorech lasa is poches mekeshir. Nearly. The ein rot loima poches mekeshir chala. It doesn't mean you should make less than the shir chala. El rot loima poches mekeshir oisek li shemoided by lechay lematzes im hugavu yoisa mishir chala. That means he is a kli which is more than the shir chala. Let us say for practical purposes he has an isoran and a half. That's the normal keli. The shaila is, how does he have such a keli is a problem. I mean, say you're not allowed to be, have such a keli. We'll say he has a lot of workers, so he's allowed to. So if he has a keli that's an isoran and a half, so don't measure a isoran and a half. Measure less than that. Don't measure it. Vimhu cotton, ve'ein boi ki im kishir chala shiev shalipchis. What if he has a small keli? So don't make less than the shir chala, because chayri shouldn't lose the shir chala. Azay yosef olof. Val kaponim la yimdid b'midas achel midim mitzumtzemes k'may shemaydid b'chel k'may shemeforish achakach. Don't make a midim mitzumtzemes. Now I don't understand the Maram. So the Maram is telling us that Tosfos is talking about two cases. We're talking about that he has, let's say, one case is that he has, that he usually bakes with an isoran and a half. So don't make an isoran and a half. You're measuring. Don't bake that. So make less than isoran and a half. And if you have exactly an isoran, so make more than that. Fine. So I don't understand what does Shaychus does he have with Pesach? So it's not a Pesach Keshaila. The shaylus is every yomtiv. If for some reason he can use an isoran and a half for Pesach, whatever it is, why did he mention Pesach? How does Pesach come in here? Every yomtiv, he has an isoran and a half, that's what he usually measures. It's not to measure isoran and a half. I mean, that's what we said before. We don't, that bismanein, we can't pass in like Rav Saivasai, so don't measure isoran and a half. You're not allowed to measure. So what do you do? So either you make less than an isoran and a half, or if you have puntach isoran, you make more than isoran. I mean, so what does he have to pesach? I don't understand how the Maram Lo Imshat and Tosfos that it's not a pesach to kishayla. According to the way the Rosh said and the way we mentioned before, and it seems like the Goyin and Shulchan Aruch also like this. I mean, there's a shayla. Pesach is an eretz to shayla. Pesach is a shayla that you have to have. We're stuck pesach. You need. It can't be more than an isoran. Because then it'll become this chametz. It can't be less than an isoran, because then you lose the shir chala. So you need an isoran. So now the shaila is, are you allowed? So for this tzorech, what do you do? So memeile, so the Rosh says, no, according to Rav, for the tzorech you're allowed to measure, so according to Rav, we'll measure an isoran over here. Fartik. This tzorech is just as good as the tzorech of Rav. If we paskin like Rav. Others want to say, because maybe Shmuel will also be made over here. This is a real tzairah, therefore Shmuel is made. Fine. So then we have and then we can say, Tosfos said no, that we're machmer. We are machmer and fafalin. So you'll have less than you can't measure an isoran, because, the Lechayim Tosfos case being about that the shir is an isoran. So you can't measure an isoran, because, that's the shir of the keli, because you're not allowed to measure yontif. She'll make less than isoran. So that's what the shir chalas. He won't make a shir chalaf artik. You'll make two isis, and you'll be mafrish by after the fiyah, or you'll be noishik the two isis together. But Tais is saying at the end, it's not unclear. And if it's a smaller shir, so you have to make more. I mean, Tais is saying, you have to look what the chiddush is over here. That, I mean, L'chayre, I want to say that Tais meant a smaller shir, that this is a half of a yisoran, so you can't measure two of these kelim, you have to make more than one, fafal. But you can't make two. very unclear, but according to the Bemison is brought down 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, if you're allowed to measure on Pesach. But according to the Maram, I don't understand what the Chiddush of Tosfos is, and what is a Negei of Pesach? If we're speaking about that he zicher has a Shir Chalab. So what's the Chiddush then? If he has a Nisoron in half, he shouldn't make a Nisoron in half, no? Versteht sich? Sagt die Gemara weiter. Tana Rabbono, ein Scheinin Kemach Biontev. Was ein Scheinin Kemach, Scherokte me Esfer, that they had sieved the flower Erev Yontev, Ubolish Anoisei Benofe, Liafoisei, he wants to sieve it again. Now this second process in reality doesn't separate the subin from the kemach because it was sieved yesterday. But it seems that if somebody the flour becomes more fluffier or something, ain't shining. The evshaloi me esmel. Because he could have done this yesterday. So the Ran says Pshat and Rashi that so we hear to say to this Rashi that Rashi says that by Melechus Eichel Nefesh, if it's Efshalei Mi Esmael, you're not allowed to do it. So he says Midarabon, that's what Taran says Pshat and Rashi, Midarabonon, you're not allowed to do this Pa'ula because it's Efshalei Mi Esmael. That is this Ein Shainim Kemach Biyontev. Mishum Rabbi Papayis Rabbi Yudah Ben Seira Amru Shainim. The leke tirche, it's nothing. The dover hanirahu shezui pam shniye ve'einze kemerakad livre. This is nothing. This is not a maloch. It's nothing. It's you're a sieved flour already. So it's nothing. It's not a tirche. It's not a maloch. It's nothing. So mainly you're allowed to do it. You want it to look nice. Ader rabbe. Bishovin shim nofal le seichon tzreir ekisim sheshainim. But what happens if in Yontif it fell on a tzreir ekisim? So then you're allowed to sieve it again. So the Ran says according to Rashi, because this was Iefshilasis mer of Yontif. That's what the Ran says Pshat and Rashi. The whole reason of the Oisrim was you should have done the ser of Yontif, but If you want to beautify, you do it Erev Yontif. But over here, I mean, I'm not doing it for Yoifi. I want to do it because Tzreir Kisim fell in so Adrabah, this you're allowed to do. And then the Ran brings down another pshat. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this pshat. It's another pshat that Emerson that. We have a cloud that Milisha Ve'elach to a matter Melechus Eichel Nefesh. To Lisha, that's not called Melechus Eichel Nefesh with a Sfora. The Ramban, this is called Melechus Asor. This is not called preparing for the process of Hakodeh is not called preparing for the meal. This was these to sift flour. This was done Yomim Rabim. This is a different type of a Melechus. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the svore. So that's if you're making hakodeh, you want to sieve the flour. So mamela, that's also. But if you're sieving it because nafal asoichen tzreir ekisim, so this is not. This doesn't fall into the category of milisha ve'elach. It's only muta. I mean meleches hakodeh, which that melacha is for. Purifying the flour, taking out the subim, that's osir liyomim rabim, that chazal asir, we'll say that's for samil, that's also. That's the process of separating the bran from the flour, that is also. But here, this was done already. This is, I'm sieving for a different purpose. I'm sieving now just to take out the foreign objects that just fell in, so this doesn't go into the isar of our kodah, which is koidim lisha, and this is permissible. Tani tane kameide ravine, ein scheinen kemach biyonte, aber nofau zroir ekisem boire biyote. That scheinem is also, but nofau zroir ekisem, one is permitted to take out biyote. Omar lei, so I told him, koshkein da also dabalei ke boire. Let us see Rashi. Tani kameide ravine ein scheinen, Afilu nofal de seichon tzreire kisem. Ela boidik aksomim vatsluris u boirerem biyodo. That you're allowed to do. So he said, Kolshkin da osa. De merzei ke boire. U boire av molochi hi ka kode. Va shayne einei merakek. Shrei nire shakel yoitzi ve ein kan subin. So I think the Kal Vachomer is from Ein Shoinim. That means he said, Ein Shoinim kemach biyontif. Ein Shoinim kemach biyontif. And then Rashi says, Afilu nofel bekisem. But Ein Shoinim, this didn't Ein Shoinim. So he says, I don't understand you. If you hold Ein Shoinim, so you're making a harkode that nothing is happening. There's no subim. For afal pikein, you're answering this. But nothing is happening, you're asking. So how could you be matter boirer? Here he's talking doing an emissa maisa boirer. So if you're chayish if you're chayish for nothing is being done, you're asking. So how could you be matter, be boirer, be your die? Dorish rove ba ravhune zuti apischa denerdoi, shoinin kemach biyonte. Rav Baravune Zuti gave Adroshe on the Pesach of Nerdoi, Shainim Kemach Biyontif. He was a Psameikul. Omer Lohu Rav Nachman Puka V'Omrilei. Rav Nachman told someone, listen, go outside and tell him, V'Omrilei La'abe, tell Ravune, Shkilei Tivusach V'Shodi Atrizri. That means, listen, we don't need your big Droshe. There's no Akoros HaTayv to you. Can throw your toive to the thorns. Puk chazi kama mahuta odron benadoi. That means how many sieves are drains a harum nadoi. Everyone does this. Everyone is shining. Yeshikayachis, come and tell us a new cool memela. So we'll be very thankful for you. But you're telling us something that everyone does already. So memela, it's not that you're telling us something that everyone does already. She's not for this. Let us see Rashi. Shkila tibusach, and no marzikim loch toive bekach. We were not marzik toive for this drosh. And the tule hi tevoscho, metalis ala koitzim. Mahuta nofe is hodr benadoi, shikulun yoide shemuta. You're not telling us anything. The visu the Rav Yosef Nahalo Kimcho Agabe de Mahuta. The wife of Rav Yosef, when she used to sieve flour in Yontef, she used to turn the sieve upside down. Bachoyre Hanofe Kedei Lushanik. So she made such a shinui. She turned the sieve upside down. And that's how she used to sieve the flour. Omar lo chazi da'ano rifte mal yosabinin. So he, Rabbi Yosef, held that it's not necessary to make a shini. He says, listen, I want to have good bread and good challah on Yontif. So Mamela, listen, you should perhaps make a better job the next time you sieve the flour. So Lochei the Pashtus says that he told her that you don't need a shini. The visu de Rav Ashi, no lo kimche agabe de psura. Now, the wife of Rav Ashi, she used to sieve her flour. Agava de psuch, or si Rashi. Rifte mal yose, iya tzricha lishane, she don't have to be mishane. The shayne kemach biyonte, if you're allowed to be shayne, it's nothing. Agava de psure, achoyre ha shulchan, the bottom part of the shulchan, she yesh loy teich, she koyren turno ruvaire, would seem that this turna ruvaire means an extension. There was an extension to the table, And the table, there was a top of the table and the bottom of the table. So she took off the extension. She turned it upside down. So the sieve was normal. That means that she sieved she held the sieve normally and she put the flour in the sieve. But it went from the sieve to the bottom of the table. And usually when you sieve on the yeshlei toich. Usually a table has a toich. And by turning this extension of the table can't turn upside down, but the extension could turn upside down. So Mamela, that was the shinui that she did. That was the wife of Ravashi. Now, so Ravashi said, Hodi Don, my wife, Berate de Rami Bachome. She's the daughter of Rami Bachome. Verami Bachome More Duvdahabde. More Bachome is a medagdik b'maiso. We love the chosim beino shalehaba obde. That means, Mistome, so this meaning it's not a new chumre that she thought of. Mistome, that's how they used to sieve flour by Rami Bachome, and that's how one should do. Hodi don, zu ishti berati de Rami Bachome. She's the daughter of Rami Bachome. More Duvde. Medagdik b'maisot. Zog Teisvis, agaba de psoire, perish akuntres, achoyre ha-shulchan, they turn upside down the shulchan, the bottom of the shulchan. K'moy agaba de mahulta, that means they sieve from the bottom of they pour the flour to the bottom of the sieve. Vev shalaforish, agaba ha-shulchan mamish, and I'm the table. You don't sieve onto a table, you sieve into a basin. So Taisvi says, now our whole sugya is only speaking about shining, which in Yisod is not any alkode be'etzim, that means really there's no separation being done, the subim was separated already. So here, they were matter with Hashini. Hashini the b'raisekoi, so we only hear from our Gemara that one is permitted to make Hashini on Shein. The Rajban Piri said Hashini ain't lechalik, that if there's Hashini, she can do everything already, you can make a kode rishayne gamkein. So Taisis says we can rely on the Rashbam for a goite to make Trilas Hakoda. Avol onu latzmeinu ein lismach. But to go in ganzen like the Rashbam, to make a Trilas Hakoda with a shinoi, that I wouldn't rely on the Rashbam. Zogt die Gemara weiter, Oilach Odom eitzol chemveni harogelet, Voimolei tenli beim vegeizen beminyin, Shkein derich balabayis li yismoyne besoich beise. That a minyin, a dozen eggs, or does not mean mekach hamemke, so a mele, a balabayis besoich beise also speaks about a dozen eggs. So it's not nire kederich mekach hamemke, and this is permissible. Tana Rabban, Heilach Adam Eitzel Raya Rogeletzlei, Vaymeloi Tenlik Di Echad, Eitzle Echad. Eitzel Tabach Rogeletzlei, Vaymeloi Tenlik Kaf Achas, Ayerach Achas. Also, this is Parve Geret, we're speaking about Chalokim of the Behemoth. Eitzel Patam Rogeletzlei, a person who's Mefatam Oifis, Vaymeloi Tenlik Turechad, Agoizelech. Eitzel nachtem arogel etzli vaymeli tenli kikerecho de gluska achas. Veitzel chenveni arogel etzli vaymeli tenli esrim beye chemishim egoizim, asor afarsikim, chemishim remoinim, esrig echo. That means it's also numbers are permissible. Minyan is permissible. Obovad shloyaski loy schum midah. But don't mention about midas, an amount. Minyan is mutter, but a mide, a kav, a kabayim, that's also, Rav Shimon ben Elozar Omer, b'vach lo yaskeloi, schum mekach. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, roye zem, a gadol b'heim is upon him, shemoyche mehem, a rogel etzloi, shemitoich, shrogel etzloi, ma'mine, v'noisloi, b'lepisek domim, patim, am a fata moifes, loshin mashvin, he fattens them. Schumide, kavri kabayim, you don't talk about that. Schumekach, domim, you don't talk about midis, you don't talk about them. Remember, here in the previous Mishnah, avonuch ve'malik li'zeh, olay b'midah, you can't speak about midis, that's already mekach amemke. Let us see Taisvis, Eitzel Hemveni Rogel Etzloi, Ben Hu Nochi, Ben Yisroel, El Chalik, Akechadikach Shoshe de Mechub Baray Noyla. That means it matters what is being purchased. If one wants to purchase articles which the Zachshash was Noyla de Nyontif, eggs or came from Mechub, but then you're not allowed to purchase from a Goetz, a Sofik Muchan. But like this, you're allowed to something that is Nika, that it was not, it's not Mokin. It was not Noyla de Mechub, but you're allowed to purchase from a Goy also. Shalayis Yaskalais Chumide, Perish Rashi, Kabri Kabai, Ruschum Mekach, Shalayay Maloi, Tenli Egoizim, Bedina Echod, Oibishnai. Bekoshe de Pshite de Osa, so that's Poshe, Lachayre, and it's Osa. You have to know what the Kash is. Tosa. Both of these cases are also Kava Kabayim or Sumeka. Doida mai koma schumide avale lemeima obavaj la yaskil mida. What's the lotion is modna? Schumide. Besula lachain nirali krabeina chanano. The goras schum minion. Not la yaskil la schumide, la yaskil la schum minion. The koyalel. Hochi perush. Amarte di yelach odem eslachen v'ni arugel etzle v'yoyim ule tenli hei agoizim yudafarsakim. That's good. Because you're telling him how much you want to get from him. Ubavad shlo yaskir schum minyin shlo yoyim aloi tenli yud agoizim ukvar nosata li lamed v'im kein ani chayev loch mem ben hakel. So that means, if I tell him, give me 10 egoism, so I'm telling him how much egoism I want, so that's nothing, that's kosher v'yosha. But if I'm making listens all together, that'll add up ready to 40 egoism I took from you, that already is nitten yontav geret. I mean, we can't talk about these cheshbon, this is already a business cheshbon, this is awesome. Avol, Rab Shimon Noimer, Bilvad shlo yaskir schumeka, shlo yoyim aloi tenli agoizim b'shisha pshitim, ukvar nasata li kach, v'mkeina nichayim loch mikol yud beis pshitim, avu schuminyin shori, v'chen isa b'tesefte, v'bhag, v'kan yishuzo shlo haskar filo schuminyin lfi shadoim alameka chamemka. Now, on the end of Tosfos, the machlokes, the maram and the marsho, how to say pshat in Tosfos. The Marsha, because we have a big problem over here, that Rab Shimon, the way our gears and Tosfos is, tenli agoizim b'shisha pshitim, now that's l'chayre very, very, that's speaking about money, six pshitim worth of a goizim. That's money. That's psikis domim. So, and the Rach says you're allowed to do this. You shouldn't say, make a cheshbon. That's already six pshitim and now, and then from before I owe you more, and altogether the bill will be this. And six pshitim you're allowed to say. Taisvis before said, litazoi. Taisvis before said, pshitim. You're not allowed to say. Schum, you know, the kosher, the pshita, the osa. So the Marsha brings down a motcha, and the Marsha wants to say something very interesting. If I'm asking you for 6 cents worth of a goizim, he says that's kosher v'yosha. That's an amount. I'm telling you how much, a dollar's worth of something, that's an amount. That is not, we're not speaking money, we're speaking amounts. This is a way of describing how much I want. He said that what Tosfos said, and that what we had before, that one is not permitted to be poisik on the behemoth, that is a dovo shein mekha yadua, that there's no price for it, and we have to come to a decision. So here, we're making a price, a psikas hamekha, So that's where it's so that is mekach hamemke. But to tell you I want a dollar's worth of an article, that is tamazay mutter. And that what Taisa said before, the kosher the pshita the also, Taisa is not going on schum mekach, Taisa is going on schum midah. Rashi was good, schumid is also, they did not allow to say, give me a calf. So that's poshet, so you know, sir. Now we have a Mishnah. We learned before you're not allowed to mention a measurement of a calf. That already is, seems a calf, that already is direct in business. Of a dollar's worth, that's how the Mashal says. The Maram makes a grais in Taisvis, and Bemison, the Maram brings down from the Ran, that the Ran says something very interesting. The Ran says that that one is permitted. The Ran says as follows. Nearly a latently birthday. Tendly, the Ran wants to say that Schuminyan is Osir and by Kesev will be Mutter. The Tendly be Kesev Lavdak, ala Tendly Bechdei Shiloch Bidei Biyodi Shteik Sofim. The Salter Minik, even Shane Poisid Beferish Amashu Lekeh Achshav Shori Kamash Malon. The Chiddish is, again, the case, that Schum Mekach is also speaking about a very innocent looking case. Makes a Greisen Taisus the Maram. That means, I want you to give me, I'll come out all together, I'll owe you $2. Now that's parav already. That's nice and parav. I'm not telling you how much I want now. And I'm just telling you that, I'm giving it now and all together. We're not speaking directly about this. I'm just telling you, altogether, it'll come out that it's $2 I'll owe you. So the chiddush is that's also. Now, so that was the kasha and Rashi. Rashi said, tzchum mekach means, you're not allowed to say, give me a dollar's worth. So that says, pshita, you're not allowed to say, give me a dollar's worth. But here, tzchum mekach means, he's not saying, give me a dollar's worth. Give me that now all together will be I owe you $2. So I'm not speaking directly how much I want you to give me now. It's just b'derech remes. So I would think this is mutter. So Shimon the Lozen says this is also wasa. You're telling us something that everyone does already. She's not sukum technish kanya shikayach for this. Let us see Rashi. Shkila tibusach enono marsikim lochtoive bekach. We were not marzik teiva for this drosh. And the tula he teivoscha, metellus ala kaitzim, mehuta nofes hodr benadosh, kolon yaydish amuta, you're not telling us anything. Teviso de Rab Yosef, nahala kimcha, agabe de mehuta. The wife of Rab Yosef, when she used to sieve flour in Yontev, she used to turn the sieve upside down. She made such a shinui. She turned the sieve upside down. And that's how she used to sieve the flour. So here, Rabbi Yosef held that it's not necessary to make a shini. He says, listen, I want to have good bread and good challah on Yontif. So Mamela, listen, you should perhaps make a better job the next time you sieve the flour. So Lachay the Pashtus says that he told her that you don't need a shinui. The visu de Rav Ashi no lo kimche agabe de psur. Now the wife of Rav Ashi, she used to sieve her flour agabe de psur. Or si Rashi rifte mal yose I atzricha lishane. She don't have to be mishane. The shining kemach beyond if you're allowed to be shining, it's nothing. Agabo de psure, achoyre ha shulchan, the bottom part of the shulchan, sheyesh loy teich, shekoyren turner uvaire, piese shayna kemach alochaira mishum shinoi. It would seem that this turner uvaire means an extension. There was an extension to the table, and the table, there was a top of the table and the bottom of the table. So she took off the extension, she turned it upside down, and the sieve was normal. That means that she sieved she held the sieve normally, and she put the flour in the sieve. But it went from the sieve to the bottom of the table. And usually when you sieve on the yeshloi toich. Usually a table has a toich. And by turning this extension of the table can't turn upside down, but the extension could turn upside down. So Mamela, that was the shinui that she did. That was the wife of Ravashi. Now, so Ravashi said, Hodi Don, my wife, Berate de Rami Bachome. She's the daughter of Rami Bachome. The Rami Bachome more duvdat. Mori Bachome is a medagdik b'maiso. We love the chosim beino shalehav ovde. That means, Mestome, so this meaning it's not a new chumre that she thought of. Mestome, that's how they used to sieve flour by Rami Bachome, and that's how one should do. Hodi don, zu ishti berati de Rami Bachome. She's the daughter of Rami Bachome. More duvde. Medagdik b'maisot. Zog Teisvis, agaba de psoire, perish akuntres, achoire ha-shulchan, they turn upside down the shulchan, the bottom of the shulchan. K'moy agaba de mahulta, that means they sip from the bottom of they pour the flour to the bottom of the sip. V'efshel aforish, agaba ha-shulchan mamish, and on the table. You don't sieve onto a table, you sieve into a basin. So Taisvis says, now our whole sugya is only speaking about shining, which in Yisod is not any halkodah be'etzim, that means really there's no separation being done, the subim was separated already. So here, they were matter with Hashini. Hashini de b'raisekoi. So we only hear from our Gemara that one is permitted to make Hashinui on Shein. The Rajban Pirish said the Hashini ain't lechalik. That if there's Hashini, she can do everything already. You can make a halkodah rishoi negamkein. So Taisus says we can rely on the Rashbam for a goite to make trilas hakoda. Abol onu latzmeinu ein lismach. But to go in ganzen like the Rashbam to make a trilas hakoda with a shinoi, that I wouldn't rely on the Rashbam. Zog de Gemara weiter, oilach odam eitzol chemveni harogelet, voimolei tenli beim ve goizim be minyim, shkein derech balabayis li yismoyne besoich beis. That a minyan, a dozen eggs, or does not mean mekach hamemka, so a mele, a balabayis besoich beis also speaks about a dozen eggs. So it's not nire kederach mekach hamemka, and this is permissible. Tana Rabban, Heilach Adam Eitzel Raya Rogeletzlei, Vaymolei Tenlik Di Echad, Eitle Echad. Eitzel Tabach Rogeletzlei, Vaymolei Tenlik Kaf Achas, Ayerech Achas. Also, this is Parve Geret, we're speaking about Chalokim of the Behemoth. Eitzel Patam Rogeletzlei, a person who's Mefatam Oifis, Vaymolei Tenlik Turechad, a Goyzelech. Eitzel nachtem arogel etzli vaymuli tenli kikerecho de gluska achas. Veitzel chenveni arogel etzli vaymuli tenli esrim beye chemishe megoizim, asor afarsikim, chemishe remoinim, esrigecho. That means it's also numbers are permissible. Minyan is permissible. Obovad shloyaskiloi schum midah. But don't mention about midas, an amount. Minyan is mutal, but a mida, a kav, a kabayim, that's also. Rab Shimon ben Elazar oimer, b'vach lo yaskeloi tzchum mekach. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Royes em gavl behemis upon him, shemoich emayim, a rogel etzloi, shemitoich, shirogel etzloi, mamine, v'noisloi, blepisig domim, patem, amafatem oifes, loshen mashmin, he fattens them. Schumide, kavri kabai, you don't talk about that. Schumekach, domim, you don't talk about midis, you don't talk about them. Over here in the previous Mishnah, avonuch ve'malik li'zeh, v'lei b'mide, you can't speak about midis. That's where he mekach amemke. Let us see Taisvis, Eitzel Hemveni Rogel Etzloi, Ben Hu Nochi, Ben Yisroel, El Chalik, Akeche Dikach Shoshe de Mechu Barei Neule. That means it matters what is being purchased. If one wants to purchase articles which the Zachshash was Neule de Nyontif, eggs or came from Mechu, but then you're not allowed to purchase from a Goetz, a Sofik Mucha. But like this, you're allowed to something that is Nika, that it's not Mokin. It was not Neila the Mechubi, you're allowed to purchase from a Goy also. Shalayis Yaskalay Schumide, Perish Rashi, Kabri Kabai, Uschumekach, Shalayay Maloi, Tenli Egoizim, Bedina Echod, Ebishnai. Bekoshe de Pshite de Osa, so that's Poshe, Lachayre, and it's Osa. You have to know what the Kash is. Tosa. Both of these cases are also Kava Kabayim or Sumeka. Voida mai koma schumide avale lemeima obavach la yaskil mide. What's the lotion is modna? Schumide. Besula lachain nirelik rabbeinu chananu. The goras schum minyan. Not la yaskil la schum mide. La yaskil la schum minyan. The koyalel. Pochi perusha. Amarte de yelech odem eitzel chenveni arogelatz leviyom uletenli hei egoizim yudafarsaki. That's good, because you're telling him how much you want to get from him. Ubavach lo yaskir schum minyin shloyom aloi tenli yud egoizim ukvar nosata li lamed vimkein anichayev loch mem ben hakel. So that means, if I tell him, give me 10 egoizim, so I'm telling him how much egoizim I want, so that's nothing, that's kosher v'yosha. But if I'm making lists all together, that'll add up already to 40 egoizim I took from you, that already is nitten yontav geret. I mean, we can't talk about these cheshbon, this is already a business cheshbon, this is us. Avol, Rab Shimon Noimer, Bilvad shlo yaskir schumeka, shlo yoymaloi tenli agoizim b'shisha pshitim, ukvar nasata likach, v'mkein ani chayim loch mikol yud beis pshitim, avu schuminyin shori, v'chen isa b'tesefte, ubehag, kanishu zoi shlo haskal filo schuminyin lfi shodoyim ulemeka chamemka. Now, on the end of Tosfos, the machlokes, the maram and the marsho, how to say pshat in Tosfos. The Marsha, because we have a big problem over here, that Rab Shimon, the way our Girsa and Tosfos is, Tenli Agoizim B'Shisha Pshitim, now that's Lachayra very, that's speaking about, he's speaking about money, six pshitim worth of a goizim. That's money. That's psikis domim. So, and the Rach says you're allowed to do this. You shouldn't say make a cheshbon. That's already six pshitim and now, and then from before I owe you more. And altogether the bill will be this. And six pshitim you're allowed to say. Taisus before said, litazoi. Taisus before said, pshita. You're not allowed to say. Schum, you know, because the pshita the also. So the Marsha brings down a motcha, and the Marsha wants to say something very interesting. If I'm asking you for 6 cents worth of a goizim, he says that's kosher v'yosha. That's an amount. I'm telling you how much. A dollar's worth of something, that's an amount. That is not, we're not speaking money, we're speaking amounts. This is a way of describing how much I want. He said that what Taisha said, and that what we had before, that one is not permitted to be poisik on a behemoth, That is a dovo shein mekha yadua. That is no price for it, and we have to come to a decision. So here, we're making a price, a psikas hamekha, so that's where it's, so that is mekha hamemka. But to tell you I want a dollar's worth of an article, that is tamazei muta. And that what Tosfos said before, the kosher, the pshita, the also, Tosfos is not going on schum mekach, Tosfos is going on schum mide. As she was going schum mide is also, they did not allow to say, give me a kav, so that's poshet, so you can also, now we have a mishnah, we learned before you're not allowed to mention a measurement of a kav, that already is, seems a kav, that already is direct in business. Of a dollar's worth, that's tamazei muta. That's how the Masho says. The Maram makes a grais in Tosfos, and Bemison, the Maram brings down from the Ran, that the Ran says something very interesting. The Ran says that, that one is permitted. The Rad says as follows. Benirli elatanli bechdei. Tendli that the Rad wants to say that. Schuminyan is osir, and by kesev will be mutter. The tenli be kesev lav davke, ala tenli bechdei shiloch bidei biyodi shteik sofim. Vesal termine kiven shene poisit beferish amashu leke rachshav shori kamash malon. Es the chiddush is, again, the case that schum mekach is osir, is speaking about a very innocent looking case. Makes a greizen tais with the maram. That means, I want you to give me, I'll come out all together, I'll owe you $2. Now that's parav already. That's nice and parav. I'm not telling you how much I want now. And I'm just telling you that, I'm giving it now and all together. We're not speaking directly about this. I'm just telling you now all together, I'll come out that it's $2 I'll owe you. So the chiddush is that's awesome. Now, so that was the kasha and Rashi. Rashi said, tzchum mekach means, you're not allowed to say, give me a dollar's worth. So that says, pshita, you're not allowed to say, give me a dollar's worth. But here, tzchum mekach means, he's not saying, give me a dollar's worth. Give me that now altogether will be, I owe you $2. So I'm not speaking directly how much I want you to give me now. It's just b'derech chemis. So I would think this is mutter. Rav Shimon Elazar says this is also wasa.